Chapter 2. A Damaged Dress. Robert's wife, Lena, was the owner of a dry cleaner's. She always liked to do this job, but lately the work was going badly. Lena was very upset. A few big shops closed in their street and the clients appeared very rarely. And now, no one visited the dry cleaners during the whole day. Lena understood that she would have to close the business soon, and she was terrified because of this, as it threatened her with poverty and unemployment. Once a new client appeared in the dry cleaners. The man brought blue evening dress to clean. It was not new, but beautiful and definitely very expensive. Lena was glad to get this order, though she understood that it wouldn't save her dry cleaners, and some awful thing happened. During the dry cleaning, she totally spoiled the dress. It never happened to her before. The dress looked awful after the dry cleaning. She could not return it to the owner in such an awful condition. "What do I do now?" Lena asked Robert sadly. "Buy the same dress. I can't see another way out of this situation," Robert advised her. Lena listened to him and agreed to buy the same dress. She visited almost all the shops in the city, but there was no such dress. Meanwhile, it was time to return the order to the client. Lena panicked a lot. She was very tired and upset because of this problem. She miraculously found such a dress only in the evening. It cost a fortune, but there was no other way out, and Lena had to buy it. In the morning, the client got his order. He didn't suspect anything, thanked Lena, and went away. Lena and Robert felt relieved. The next day, Lena decided to tell her assistant that the dry cleaners was going to be closed and she would have to look for a new job. It was hard to think about that, but there were no other way out. However, suddenly, everything has changed. First, an old woman came to the dry cleaners with a coat, then a man with a few suits, then a woman brought a few blouses and dresses. Lena could not believe her eyes. One client after another came to the dry cleaners. That evening, Lena told her assistant nothing about the closing. She decided to wait, and she was very surprised. The next day, clients kept on coming. Lena couldn't understand what was happening. But once she spoke with one of the visitors and got to know the reason. "You know, I was told that you have the best dry cleaners in the city," the client told her. "My friend's husband brought here her blue concert dress. The dress was about 10 years old, and now my friend says that after your dry cleaners, it looks like new." And I said to myself, "It's true." Then Lena understood what had happened. Of course it was the same dress. Since that time, there were always a lot of orders at the dry cleaners.